truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. The Hino 500 Series wide cab has been a great success for Hino Australia. Now the standard cab version is on the horizon too. Hino confirming the 500 Series standard cab models will land in November, set to be offered in FC, FD and FE models in Australia. Hino's product strategy manager Daniel Petrovsky says the standard cab variant will be a welcome sight in Hino dealerships. And the standard cab offering is set to have the same safety features, including stability control, as the popular wide cab offering. Daniel saying the all-new 500 Series standard cab will come with the most comprehensive active safety package offered by a Japanese manufacturer in the current Australian medium-duty category market. We'll bring you all the latest on the new Hino 500 Series standard cab, including Australian pricing and specs, ahead of that November arrival. Toyota is serious about hydrogen fuel cell technology, and not just for passenger cars. As we've been covering, Toyota has been trialling heavy-duty trucks powered by hydrogen in the US for some time now. The trials, known as Project Portal, are now set to step up a gear, with a vastly improved Toyota fuel cell truck being revealed. The truck is based on a Kenworth platform, but with significant changes underneath. A new second-generation version, known as Project Portal 2, now comes online and boasts an estimated range that's up to 482 km, and that's up from about 320 km in the earlier version of the truck. Outputs, though, stay the same, 670 horsepower and 1,800 newton meters. Toyota telling us they've improved the truck's versatility and maneuverability with the addition of a sleeper cab. There's no word at this stage on when we might see something similar in Australia from Toyota, but of course, we'll keep you updated. The boom in new truck sales is positively affecting the value of used truck prices in the US. ACT Research has found used Class 8 trucks, that's of course heavy-duty trucks in our language, are now selling for 15% more than they were this time last year. Driving the higher prices, not surprisingly, a lift in demand for used trucks. The researchers say used truck dealerships reported sales volumes were up on average 13% at the end of June. That increase compared to the same period in 2017. ACT Research telling us the biggest problem the dealerships are having is simply finding enough trucks to sell. The parent company of Iveco, C&H Industrial, has reported 2018 second quarter financials showing a big lift in revenue in the period. Consolidated revenues were up 15% to $8 billion US dollars, with the global business able to retire a third of its net industrial debt in the quarter, helping C&H Industrial to the healthy second quarter result with a 16% increase in sales across all its industrial activities. One of the best performing divisions, though, was commercial vehicles. Net sales here increased 11%, with much of the growth coming from increased global bus sales. Despite a dip in car sales numbers, things are going pretty well for Daimler, thanks in no small way to the performance of Daimler trucks. The German auto giants have reported a healthy 40.8 billion euros in revenue in the second quarter of 2018. That total represents around a 2% increase on the same period last year. Daimler AG delivered a total of 833,000 vehicles in the quarter. That's up 1% on the same period in 2017. Car sales went backwards, down 1%. Mercedes-Benz vans enjoyed record sales, while Daimler trucks, incorporating the Mercedes-Benz, Freightliner and Fuso brands, delivered 123,900 vehicles in the period, and that's a 6% increase on the same period from last year. There's plenty of love for the MAN TGX in Australia, with a new truck helping the brand to record sales over the past 12 months. Now the flagship MAN Prime Mover has taken home a respected award in the UK. The MAN TGX has been voted Fleet Truck of the Year at the Motor Transport Awards 2018. The awards celebrate the achievements of the industry and recognise and reward excellence, innovation, outstanding service and efficiency. Judged by an independent panel of experts, the MAN TGX was recognised for its efficiency, low cost of ownership and high levels of driver comfort. And it isn't an easy job managing truck drivers, but a new guide available from a respected road safety organisation might help. Brake, the UK road safety charity, has published an essential guidance report for fleet managers and HR professionals. The report was created in collaboration with Teletrac Navman. It aims to help fleet managers reduce their road risk through encouraging positive mental attitudes and monitoring driver behaviour. The report focuses on the importance of employers being aware of driver attitudes and highlights the need for organisations to develop a culture that values and prioritises people and their welfare. Check out more details on the publication on the Heavy Vehicles website.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Noticed all the light commercial vehicles on the roads today? Well, we figured this booming segment of the market needed a new focus. Ute and Van Guide provides unbiased reviews of new utes and vans available on the Australian market. We drive and use these vehicles as they were intended to ensure you get the best information and opinions based on real-world experience before you decide which new ute or van to purchase. And stay up to date with the latest commercial vehicle news too at uteandvanguide.com.au.